True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to the show. 1 hour of hurricane talk, and that talk is going to revolve around hurricane spring football. Don Bailey Jr., my wingman, is with me, joins me on Saturday with Josh Darrow from Cobb Stadium on the campus of the University of Miami for spring game coverage. We'll be on the air Saturday, April the 12th at 3 p.m. And game coverage, whatever form that game is going to be, will begin at 4 o'clock and take you right up until 6 p.m. So come see us at Cobb Stadium. There's a baseball game that night as well. Hurricanes baseball team plays a three-game series against Duke this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have all three games on TV. And on Saturday, I've got the spring game and the baseball game. That's going to be fun. At any rate, coming up on the show, we'll hear from Mario Cristobal. We'll hear from Jason Taylor. We'll hear from Justin Scott. And we will hear from James Brockermeyer. That's all coming up right here, right now on the show. Don Bailey, you're at practice today. Been there every day. Got your nose in the meetings and all that stuff. What impressed you today?
Well, you know, Joe, I think the thing that's been impressive all through training spring camp is how this team's coming together. I think there's a ton of inexperience at wide receiver. I've seen them get better every single day. They looked extremely good at times in the scrimmage on Saturday. And the same thing goes with the secondary. A lot of new players there from that haven't even been on this campus. You know, they arrived in time for spring practice and have been here and part of strength and conditioning, but they seem to be starting to gel as well. And I think it's, you know, this was a very important spring for Coach Cristobal because of the youth at receiver and in the secondary, but also you've got Corey Heatherman, who is introducing a new defense, and they're looking, I've seen the progress day after day and really week after week. And you're starting to see this unit start to come together and become more organized in the sense of understanding his calls.
It's funny that you mentioned him because that's exactly the direction I was going to go in, because we have a new defensive coordinator. The University of Miami has a new defensive coordinator. And you know how that goes? Every time there's a new defensive coordinator, I don't care if it's the University of Miami, Miami Dolphins, Notre Dame, anywhere, they always say the same thing. We're going to play fast and physical. Of course you can want to play fast and physical. That's how you play defense. But what have you seen under Coach Heatherman, and how long will this adjustment take going into the beginning of the season?
Well, I think really, Joe, the guys are not going to feel fully comfortable until they've gone through a couple games, because you can't simulate game speed at practice. Now they were hitting pretty good full pads on Saturday, and it was pretty wide open as far as that goes, but the speed is not going to be anywhere similar to what it's going to be Notre Dame week one or Florida week four. But what's going to continue to happen is that defense is going to recognize what the offense is doing, and they're going to continue to work on their adjustments, and they're going to continue to work on their calls. And the way that Coach Heatherman packages his linebackers and in the things that he does in the secondary, I think that you're going to see that they're going to be a lot more organized and quicker to react, and that's a big part of any defense.
It's going to be equal footing on Labor Day weekend. Notre Dame also has a new defensive coordinator, Chris Ash, from Ohio State, former head coach at Rutgers. Marcus Freeman was talking about him this week and the Notre Dame defense. So they, too, are adjusting during the spring. Notre Dame also has to find a quarterback as well. On the other side of the ball, I do find this interesting. It might just be my own perception, but I watched Shannon Dawson work. I watched Shannon Dawson coach and talk, and now you see a coordinator who's in a program for the third year, and you look at that and you go, after last season, put up the best numbers in the country, some of the best numbers in the history of the University of Miami, and I watch the way he works and I say, there's a guy that knows what he wants now. He's got the full grasp of the Miami program because he feels like it's his, or it is his now. And so I think that's a huge benefit to the University of Miami.
I think Shannon Dawson really, on a national level, is still probably underrated. I mean, what he was able to do the last couple of years and really how he just pushed this offense forward under Cam Ward this past season, the numbers are amazing. I mean, they were record-setting numbers at a place that was used to setting records at the University of Miami. And, you know, on a national level, I think people are going to continue to realize that Shannon Dawson is an elite play caller, and he creates a great situation with his quarterbacks and his receivers and keeps them on the same page and also has great respect for the running game. And I think that's really the best part that happens offensively for Miami, is that the head coach and the offensive line coach, they're going to run the football, and they want to be physical, and they want to make sure that if they've got to win a football game, it's going to be at the line of scrimmage every time. And Coach Dawson's fine with it. I mean, I've never seen him tied to, I've got to pass, I've got to have this many yards through the air. Yes, 20 yards last year through the air with the quarterback situation that they had. But now I think that what they'll find is what they do best, and then they'll continue to work on the other things. But it'll be a different personality for this offense, but it will be explosive, and it will always be productive under Shannon Dawson.
We're going to hear Mario Cristobal's thoughts on Carson Beck in a moment. Spring game is Saturday. Carson Beck will not participate. What do you think? What are your observations on the relationship between Dawson and Carson Beck?
Well, you know, Joe, it's very simple to see. I mean, Dawson had a good relationship with Van Dyke, and he had a good relationship with Ward, and there's no difference. And he's got a very good relationship with that whole quarterback room. And fortunately, I've been around to watch him in action, and he's a great teacher. And he asks the right questions. He expects to get the correct answers, but it's the way that he corrects things, the way that he teaches it, where it's completely understandable. And he always gives the reason why you should do this. And he also has an outlet for if the first choice is not there, you go here, you go here. And you can't ask for a more quarterback-friendly coordinator than Shannon Dawson. And I just think it makes people feel at ease. And he's not a guy, and he handles all his quarterbacks on the sideline in a professional manner, and you're seeing the results of it.
Spring game is Saturday. We'll be on there at 3 o'clock. We'll have coverage of University of Miami wrapping up spring football Saturday from Cobb Stadium on the campus of the University of Miami, beginning at 3 p.m. Mario Cristobal spoke today about the spring game and was asked about the latest on Carson Beck.
I don't know. I know he's thrown some other things. You know, he's thrown those other, the rehab part of, you know, the contraptions, those balls or whatnot. And it's right there. I mean, we feel great about it. He's taken part, not only walkthroughs, but also in team-setting drills that allow him to hand the ball off, goes for every progression, stays up there, and relentlessly watches film. Excited about him. Also, you know, the value of the rep continues to stand out because you see so many quarterbacks today have the opportunity to get the ball to, you know, some younger receivers that haven't played. You saw C.J. Daniels now getting live work as well. and he's certainly going to help us a bunch. I got off track a little bit, but I think you know what I'm saying. You know, we're getting there. We're real close. We're real close. He won't throw in the spring game. Let's just say that.
You complimented the defense on Saturday. I'm just wondering what stood out to you, the defense? What impressed you?
The intensity. They play with intensity, passion, physicality. They forced turnovers. They created negative plays. They disrupted the passer. They forced balls to bounce and roll off the edge. And there was always an answer there. The support player was in place. I thought we tackled well. I thought we were very aware of where our help was. Felt like we played like a unit. Communication was, I want to say, completely spot on, but much improved. Guys ran to the football, which probably stands out as the number one thing we're doing better in the spring. We're running to the football, and we're getting there with intentions, right, of making something happen. So that's why I would say. And I think today the offense responded and got one back up on them in the form of some big plays. Defense still made a lot of good plays. But
I understand it might be hard to judge because Carson is out this spring, but from what you see, do you feel like there's explosive potential on offense with this group?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We don't, there's no intention of going backwards on offense. You know, the obvious is there was such a high standard last year with points and yards, and there's a lot of way to get points and yards, and I feel that we have the capabilities of doing it both ways. You know, our running game is strong, our offensive line is strong, our quarterback room is excellent, it's strong, our receivers, some of them are young, but you know, we've played with young receivers at Miami before for a long time and won a lot of games with that. And then some of the older guys have done a really good job as well, maturing and developing. And the tight end room is something that, you know, you saw towards the end of the year was being used more and more. We've got to keep doing that. So I do feel really good about our explosiveness capabilities and the ability of our coaches to put the ball in the hands of the guys that can make plays.
You've always handled the chaos of the portal well. Obviously, ace last May, getting everyone you wanted. What's that like to go through that Sunday? Do you meet with all the coaches and decide what you need to address come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when the second window opens?
What's the portal like?
And just the chaos of it over the next 72,
sure.
96 hours.
Sure. I don't complain. I mean, we just go, we work, and I believe in that, but what's the best way to put this? Okay. The portal is always open, regardless of the dates that are prescribed, and everybody's in the portal. Everybody. That's what it's like. That's the reality of where we are in terms of college football. Now, you're not going to find any complaining on this side. I want to say that 14 times over. You adapt or you die. It's the bottom line, right? But that's the reality of the world we live in. And you know what you do? You work your tail off and you make sure that you show guys a path for improvement, for betterment, and you make sure that you find every human possible that puts Miami first. Because that's still the best part of a winning formula. People that want to see a place do well and understand that if everybody does well, and that if you get the pieces to do well, and if you work together to get all the pieces to do well, that the magic happens. So will it be chaotic? I mean, it's part of the business. There's no complaint. Let's just go to work. Let's go to work. Let's put together the best team that we can. Let's get better in these next 2 days. Let's get healthy. Let's go recruit like crazy. Let's do right by our people and make sure our people do right by the University of Miami.
Okay, Mario Cristobal with where the Canes are now and Carson Beck. As you mentioned, Carson Beck not going to participate, obviously, in the spring game, not throwing yet. That'll come probably in May or June. The good news, Don, for the University of Miami would be when Miami plays Notre Dame, it's not Carson Beck's first rodeo. He has played in some gigantic games, so the environment is not going to overwhelm him. The other thing that comes to mind, let me go back to what we were talking about with Shannon Dawson. Maybe I better articulate it this way. And also along the lines of Coach Cristobal, and we're going to hear from Jason Taylor in just a moment. This is year four for Coach Cristobal, year three for Shannon Dawson, third year for Jason Taylor, second as an on-the-field coach, which we'll get to. But I think what I'm going to say is that I think they all have a much better grasp of what they want this program or what they think this program can be now. Now that they're here, they know what the possibilities are. They saw it last year. as he just said, in points and yards. Mario knows what it is in terms of recruiting. He sees it all the time, recruiting freshmen and or through the transfer portal. So I don't think there are any more surprises with this program. I think they know what they have or what it can be.
Well, that they do, Joe, and they know Coach Cristobal knows exactly what it wants to look like. And I mean literally. I mean, he's got positions slotted as far as what size the guys need to be and what their 40s need to be. And he recruits a special type of player that realizes that this program is built on hard work and built on what gets done at Greentree and how things will go from there. And he's going to build a program with high-level recruits, whether they're from the portal or coming out of high school. He's going to build a program built on toughness and having a great conditioned team, thanks to Coach Feld and all the other guys that are involved in the strength and conditioning and nutrition. And if you know exactly what you're getting into when you are recruited by the University of Miami and what the expectations are on the field, in the classroom, in the weight room, in the meeting room. It's there's no gray. It's been defined and it's been completely understood.
Okay, Jason Taylor with Don Bailey is coming up next. Spring game Saturday, April the 12th, will be on the air at 3 o'clock. We'll have Hurricanes coverage for you between 3 and 6. Let me talk to you for a moment. We had some choppy times now, right? We know it's a little bit bumpy out there. The water's a little bit bumpy. You know where it's not bumpy, where it's always going to feel friendly? Williamson Cadillac. So if you are in the market right now for a new automobile, and there's lots of stuff out there in terms of automobiles, the place to go, Williamson Cadillac. You will find friendly faces everywhere. You will find the deal you're looking for, and they will get you in the automobile of your choosing, whether it's the CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, or the new all-electric Lyriq. Ed Williamson, he knows his business. He knows his clients. He knows his clientele. He knows his customers. He's been doing it for 50 years with his lovely wife, Carol, right at his side. Of course, he's got an all-star team. There's Jermaine Chambers, former Hurricane wide receiver. You need something done in terms of sales. As for Jermaine, we've got Jeff Rogers, best general manager in the country. And then the do-it-all guy. The do-it-all guy is always right there, Reggie. That's a world-class team. At any rate, if you want world-class customer service when you purchase a new Cadillac, go to Williamson Cadillac. Easy to find. Williamson Cadillac is located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. You can go online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com and check out all of the inventory. And they will have the CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6. You want peace of mind. You want a quiet drive. You want to solve all your automobile issues. Williamson Cadillac is the place to go. Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.